Hello, everyone. This is Jenra and Stuart, and welcome back. We have so much to cover from the last 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, we even have a music video to debut. So before we begin, please like and subscribe and enjoy. Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 7 of Easy LA. And this one we are calling Easy Like a Ceramic Cow the Musical. We'll talk about that a little bit more later, but we've got to move on. First off, I'd like to introduce to you my number two, my co-pilot. It's Lindsay.
Number two.
So Lindsay, first things off, people are wondering, the hair is different.
Oh, the hair.
Yes.
Loki stole my hair. That's what happened.
I love it. I think it suits your face. And I'm thinking, yes. Like, my brain got stuck because I'm like, you're Loki. How can Loki steal your hair if you're Loki?
I know. I just had a wild hair. It's going to be pun day here,
ooh,
isn't it?
Can we do bad dad puns today?
Oh, God. We're going to have to, aren't we?
I'm going to need an extra drink for this. Oh, and by the way, so I've been telling you that I was going to buy this thing that's new. Not brought to you by, but this is Coca-Cola with coffee.
And
I haven't tried it yet. So this is my first attempt.
First sip. Heard it here first, folks.
It tastes surprisingly like Coke. It's supposed to be vanilla Coke, right? It's so strange. I don't taste the coffee in there.
This is just coffee.
And I've got coffee too, so I'm like definitely double fisting it this morning. Speaking of which, we need to replace our mugs because we now have Easy LA mugs. We have an official Easy LA mug. Yeah. I'll have to put like the little thing in case anyone wants to drink with us.
Oh, I think plenty of people want to drink with us.
And I know
us,
you
Jen.
Do. Anyway, so I'm gonna try this and see if it gives me the caffeine jitters that I'm looking for this morning. Caramel,
well on
and
your
goodness.
Way.
The hint of vanilla. Is that Madagascar vanilla?
Oh no.
I don't know. I need to write them and ask. What specific type of vanilla is in here? Because that's important to me in my Coke. All right. So believe it or not, we have a ton of stuff today. A ton of stuff. It is jam-packed. So much so that who knows, we may go 4 hours. We may go 1 hour. We're going to find out. But we've got phone calls. We have Lindsay Sports Talk, which is always bad. And we've got music news. That's new. Ralph Report news. And a new segment called Horror Flicks Deathmatch.
Yeah, man, can't wait.
Oh, so exciting. But we're going to start off with call-ins because we are lucky enough to have people who care enough to call in and say what they're feeling.
People that watch our show here.
We do. But you know what? It's interesting. Last week, we got a lot of good responses from Eddie coming to visit our show.
Yay.
And sitting with us. And I made him a very special thing. I made him a special little chocolate treat, which...
Lemurade.
Right, Le Marad. And he didn't even have to eat it. He just had to look at it. And that really disturbed him. So much so that I'm worried.
It was pretty disturbing to look at, to be fair. Like, it was pretty realistic.
I think the artistry was spot on.
It was. Truly.
And I was aiming for authenticity.
Oh, you nailed it.
I have a dog. I have to pick up poops. I know a variety of poop styles. I could have given him a variety. I could have had like a sampler.
An assortment.
Like See's Candy. You know, you get the nut chews and the sprinkle ones. And like, I could have had, now I need to do that. Now I need to have a box of assorted poops, all the variety.
Yeah.
But all edible.
Yeah.
I want to know who would eat that. Out there, let us know in our comment section or whatnot. I want to know who's got the stomach for that. Definitely not Eddie.
It's not me.
And not you.
It's probably got dairy in it.
It does have a lot of dairy in it. Yes, the medium that I work in has condensed milk.
Oh, God.
Chocolate. It's actually based off of this like really cool Brazilian treat called brigadeiros, which are like these kind of truffles. They're like a Brazilian truffle. So anyways, but they make perfect poops. And hey, I am about realism.
I can't wait to see the journey that this you know, goes on.
We need to have a behind the scenes on that. Okay. Anyways, back to our calls. We've got a wonderful call in relationship to that wonderful Eddie moment and the La Merde.
La Merde.
Jen, this is John Fink.
Oh no.
You made somebody honk on camera with that chocolate poop stuff.
Oops.
Also, just by pure coincidence, I didn't know that was going to happen. I happened to be eating what was my breakfast for the day, which was a giant bowl of bean dip. So thanks for that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, now it's doing some little somersaults. So, haha. Sorry, it's funny. Loved it.
The
Continue
maraud
on.
lingers
But
on. Right.
blah,
And I love that, like, he's like calling to say, don't do that, but I like it. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll allow
And
it.
John Fink, thank you so much because this little gem came out of that.
So thanks for that.
So we're gonna have to use that throughout, and it's the at the end. Listen to the very
So
end.
thanks for that.
Check out the insight.
So thanks for that.
What's
So good.
again? John Fink, we love
Yay,
you.
love you, John.
Thank you, John, for that. Not all calls were related to poop. We had non-poop calls too. We had JPH, who is a new fan, and I wanted to play her call.
Hey, Queen J and Linz. This is JPH coming at you. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for putting together a weekly show. It's so great to be able to see two beautiful and smart women coming together, sharing common interests, recapping the week, recapping pop culture, and just bringing a little bit of joy into my Monday morning, because that's usually when I watch it. But anywho, just calling to congratulate you guys and really, really, really excited for where you guys are going to go with this show. Have a great one. Bye.
Isn't that
That's
sweet?
so
That's
nice.
so
Oh
nice
my
to hear. And
gosh.
she wants to know where we're going to go with it. I think she knows.
I mean, a shared interest in poop jokes definitely is what brings us together, right?
Yes, just like the Ralph Report brought in the bevy of fart sounds this last week when he was talking about
NFTs.
the priest who farts on his parishioners to bless them.
I thought you were talking about the guy that was selling the non-fungible, whatever that NFT
No,
thing is,
which
catalog of fart sounds.
Catalog of Farts is really good. I'm all in on Catalog of Farts. But this last week, actually it was
But maybe
Monday's
not
show.
farting on parishioners. Less in on that.
That was part of the process, is him delivering the word of
It's too
God.
far.
It is too far. Yeah.
Oh,
So
that's
anyway,
good.
so and I mad respect for that.
This is
But
going to be a
anyways,
weird
we
one, guys. We're off to a great
it is.
start.
I don't even know. It's not even like a gas leak show. It's more like a
No sleep show.
no sleep show is exactly what it is. All right, we had a distortion-filled call from someone from the UK. I think it's Owen. Let's find out.
Oh, Lindsay. Hello, Jen. Hello, Lindsay. Owen from the UK. Just wanted to reach out and say I'm loving the show. It's fantastic. Hope you ladies can continue.
I hope
Get
so
some
too.
excellent guests on. One thing I do want to bring to Lindsay's attention, she mentioned about Arsenal moving from the south of London to the north of London. Well, that happened in 1913.
Recent.
Typical Spurs fan, digging up the past, living in the past. Get with it now, Lindsay. Get with it now. Oh, my entry for the Leo Lindsay sound effect. Here goes. Oh, Lindsay. Anyway, love you both. Mean it. Bye-bye.
And by the way, is that not the most sultry version of it? Like, we've
If it
got.
weren't coming
Sorry,
from an
Lindsay.
Arsenal fan, I might think so, but
Oh, Lindsay.
And but then like Owens,
Oh, Lindsay.
it's like, hold me.
Just gonna
Like
have a whole horde of
you
people
never want to let me
scolding
go.
me.
I know, but you know what though? They love you. It's just you're wrong so much that you've actually got this. You may find this familiar and you haven't heard it yet, so hang on to your booties.
Okay.
Lindsay's incorrect.
Is it Dan? Did Dan do that?
Very good. Yeah.
Dan, thank
Thank
you
you,
for
Dan.
making me
He
my
just,
own. Oh
yeah,
my
he sent that in
God.
and I thought that was, he's like, I just sent you something funny. I don't know if you're gonna like it. And I listened to it. I'm
I
like,
love
oh my
it.
gosh.
I
Like,
feel like
first
I've
off,
made it.
hopefully Ralph's not gonna kill me because like Dan just like, is Dan cheating on Ralph by doing
Don't think Ralph will mind that much.
But you have your own Dan.
theme now.
Thank you, Dan. That is outstanding.
Something tells me we're going to get to use it a lot, too. Yeah. So
I'm going to be wrong more so I can hear it more.
Is that the excuse you're going to give?
All fake news all the time.
I tried to trip. I do that all the time. I was just trying my physical comedy. All right. So if you've got a question to ask, a story to tell, a quip, a question, anything at all, please give us a call at 724-2-QUEEN-J. And I don't know what that means in numbers. Someone had to ask me that once. I'm like, I don't know. You can definitely figure that one out. But it's open 24 hours a day, just like your local Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. The donut that satisfies. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
They have an avocado toast now, too.
That's so... Okay, that's kind of like... It's hip. And
I know.
But I gotta say, I love a Dunkin' Donuts.
I love an avocado toast and a Dunkin' Donuts black coffee. Like,
right. And I think I told that story on one of the other podcasts we were on, seems like a dream, where I finally got in good with a Scottish director, the one who did Peaky Blinders, call him McCarthy. And I couldn't
win him over
figure
with
out,
donuts.
Won him over with Boston Creams.
Ooh.
Boston Creams are the best.
Good call.
Best. Oof. Anyways, we've got more stuff to talk about, man. We've got some gossip. We got some Ralph Report stuff. We got so much to do. I'm going to flip to our brand new system. So many upgrades here in the Queen J studio. Ooh. That I haven't figured out what to call the studio.
The Beat
yet.
Lab.
I'm right? the beat.
Hop on down to the meat lab.
Get your beef. We got ham hocks. No,
beat. B-E-A-T, not
I
beef.
I know. I misheard it. Roll with me, kiddo.
I'm going.
Go. All right. So anyways, Beat Lab was what Ralph had mentioned that Cooperman has, right? To which Cooperman said, what? I have a Beat Lab? And he owes us something. So I'm hoping he delivers on that. He owes he owes us as fans a song for Tuesday's Tongue Twisters. So they're doing
something.
Tongue Twister Tuesdays. And and I'm hoping that he delivers something for this Tuesday because I've been waiting on the edge for that to come down. Let me know. Can you see that? Our beautiful new graphics?
It's an exclusive.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
All right. Well, this weekend we didn't have a virtual cocktail party. And the reason we didn't is because Ralph is too busy for us and he doesn't love us anymore. Also, maybe doing something with Kevin Smith. I don't know what, but the word on the street is that he is busy shooting something.
Yay.
What he's shooting, we don't know. I was trying to put together some things. Mark Bernardin was kind of posting stuff on Instagram, and he was showing himself on a game show, which in the background said something about Smod, and I'm like, ooh. Maybe this is where he is with the Kevin crew and he's hanging
That's
out.
That's very exciting because that means we could maybe see some other people from the other podcasts that Kevin does together with Ralph.
Right. The Kevinverse.
Mm-hmm. Like Jay. Or... You got Muse.
Yeah. Love that guy.
And so you got Scott Mosier who he
yes
been with forever. And all those guys are so great.
So I was hoping to get the exclusive. So I wrote Ralph and I said, hey, just so you know, send me any pictures because I'm sure your fans would like to see. And I thought, hey, we're the show that is dedicated blood and sweat and tears towards your show. Like give us a little nibble. So he sent one picture. That's all he was willing to send.
That's amazing.
I know. I feel like we have the main line to the big guy.
I think we do.
It's pretty cool. Anyway, so here he is on set with Kevin. Here you go. They're looking cute.
Ralph's grown his mustache back. That
He's
was
got
quick.
The. By the way, I like him with the mustache. Not many people can
kinda
pull the mustache
Joe Schmo
off.
Era.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, what? What are you saying that this is doctored and that this might be from the Joe Schmo era?
I don't. I wouldn't say anything like that.
What in?
You know, I do have a PhD in Ralphology.
You do have. A PhD in Ralphology. Anyway, so I thought maybe you would recognize this because you are really in the know when it comes to Kevin Smith. You're my Kevin Smith kind of hookup there. But anyways, it's not only Ralph who's been really busy doing his hustle in Hollywood, but also Mr. Eddie Pence
was seen out,
Eddie.
Yeah, doing his comedy stand-up again. So over the week, I was able to go see Mr. Eddie Pence. I know. Where's the... There we go. Eddie Pence was over at the D Piazzas, which I've played at twice in a band. And so I love the venue. And it's in Long Beach. And I was actually hoping to see more people, but then I realized, oh, everyone still has to get vaccinated, and people were kind of like hanging back.
Yeah. Vaccines are still rolling out, and a lot of places are still at capacity issues, just depending state to state. But it is good to see some live comedy starting to happen again. That's very uplifting.
It was fun, and he was hilarious, and I was crying, which was great. That's what I needed. I needed to go cry. A good ugly cry.
I love in front of ugly cry.
In front of a lot of people. Yeah, but so anyways, he was really cool, and he talked to us afterwards, and he was... he was a love, is what they say. He was an absolute gem, and his wife was a gem, and we got along.
Now, they got their vaccines, I saw on the socials the other day.
They're covered
now. Very exciting.
Interestingly enough, so Ralph was interested to know, like, well, what do I look like in real life? And his conjecture was, I have four arms and I'm 7 feet tall, which I thought was interesting because that sounds just
such
like
such a legend.
I am totally like that. And so I was thinking, now wait, isn't there someone else who's got four arms that we know of?
Well, there is a favorite goddess of mine from the Tournament of the Gods that's got four arms. Hecate.
So let's talk about that for a second. So those of you who don't know, there's a bracket going on right now that's really funny.
Bracket season, baby.
Bracket season. Everybody's doing this. I saw other ones with like food choices, pizzas and stuff. So I don't know, get into it. And, you know, this case, we are trying to find a new god for the year for the Ralph Report, because the last one obviously brought us 2020. We don't need to repeat that. We need a new one. So they've been trying out, you can see it on...
We're not hailing right Shizmu anymore, is what you're saying.
No more Shizmu. Shizmu let us down.
He was the Egyptian god of wine and slaughter, right?
Well,
and he would slaughter
heavy on
people.
Heavy on the slaughter this year. Light on the wine.
By crushing their head between a wine press, right?
That was the thing.
Old god.
Hashtag
new god.
Right. So anyway, we're all done. We're done with Shizmu. Shizmu has disappointed. He is out. And so we've got the brackets
I love that
here.
We've got the vote totals on here too. So I can see how badly my girl Hecate lost.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. If you look at the great eight... If I'm Hecate, I am going to lose miserably in the next... Oh, wait. No, I lost miserably.
She already lost. Yeah. Athena beat her. But Lilith is going head-to-head against Athena. So where are all my bad girls at? We vote in Lilith, right?
Yeah. Come I know on. You're a huge Lilith fan. I know a lot of the followers are Lilith fans. I don't really mind either one of them. I'm okay with both of them. And of the other down there, of other people
I think
people
we know
there,
who's going to win, though, don't we?
I think everyone thinks that Quetzalcoatl is going to win, but you
Chances
never...
are good.
No.
There could be an upset.
I would be happy if they threw someone in there just to shake it up.
Well,
and I'm
we'll
not
see.
Talking about Shizmu. Shizmu doesn't belong in there. Shizmu's got to go, no matter what.
He might come back in, find a way.
Maybe like St. Bridget.
I mean, the votes are tallied. It is what it is, right?
I guess so.
Bridget lost.
No, that was Bridget, though. That was the actual saint. I'm talking about the F-bomb. Bridget from Long
Island. That
saint
Bridge from Long Island.
From Long Island.
Bridget.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like it's going to be Lilith against Quetzalcoatl. If that is my best betting guess. That's what I'm gonna say. So
I like that prediction.
You let us know what you think it's gonna be. I think everyone just assumes it's gonna be Quetzalcoatl because of Eddie and his...
Eddie will never be able to say it correctly for as long as he's alive.
But every year we should have a new god. Why not? Let's just
like
keep
it.
Yeah, keep it fresh. You know, we
keep
need
it popping.
That's when I think of deities, I think of popping.
I'm fresh out the kitchen.
That's where I go. You know, there's actually a whole website that is pretty amazing.
I know.
Dedicated
Did you ever
to it?
There's, did you figure out who created this website? I forget.
No, I've got the video and everything I can show you of the great. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, take a look at this. It's pretty intense. 16 gods were chosen. 8 remains.
The girl. Cut. Yeah. I liked Athena when I was 13, too.
You had an Athena phase?
Sure.
Balderdash. Look at that face.
We need some like Tim Markle death metal behind this. Look at Ralph's face. It's good. It's a great video.
Yeah. I love it. It made it all much more serious.
Look at that. Lilith. Vote
Shout
Lilith.
Out Lilith. You know you That's love
that
Lilith.
Girl.
Yeah. So yeah. But one of the things during Showbiz Beat that Ralph talked about was Drew Barrymore. Now, if you don't know this, Drew Barrymore was seen. Here's a little picture of her. She was seen out in New York City walking the streets with her mask on. Good.
Good.
Put shoes off. Not so good. And
it's
so
a bold choice in a city like that.
Well, I mean, I think by now we all kind of know the thing where like your skin is one of the, well, it's the biggest organ on your body. And it also is responsible for keeping bad stuff out, you know.
It does do
bad
that.
Stuff. I mean, if you're walking around in your backyard, I guess that's cool. And, you know Maybe. What kind of germs are back there. But that's a little intense. So anyway, so she got a talking to by the crew. And then she ended up eliciting one of Eddie's quintessential Eddie-isms. Yeah. I don't know what else to call them, but he has such an interesting look on the world. And he basically said, if you don't take care of your feet, you don't care.
So you know what they say, dirty feet, dirty woohoo. And we were like, record
Excuse
scratch.
Me? Right.
But no.
And he went on to explain, you know, dirty wah-wah. And
yeah, he said a lot of things, didn't he?
He said a lot of things. Anyways, it really sparked off a lot of creativity.
It did.
Because I beat just lab. Like, how do you let, yeah, in my own beat lab. Oh, Cooperman, I'm going to get a call. If I call mine the beat lab, maybe I should. Should I trademark it before he has a chance to? He's going to love
Hashtag
that.
Hashtag Coop Unhinged.
Coop Unhinged.
We're already like torturing him on Twitter.
He loves it.
I know. He's fine. He's fine, everybody. I think. I don't.
He actually isn't.
Assume.
I'm getting a lot of texts. I just as a side note, before I go on with this, Lindsay added Cooperman on Twitter. And then immediately.
The very first person I added on Twitter, I might add. The very first follow.
But you immediately dropped him.
I didn't.
You
I
did
know what I was doing. On
you
the
did.
App.
And so here's the normal thing that would happen though. Like he would write you, maybe DM you and say, like, what happened? Da, da, da. No, instead he writes me. He writes me and texts me, what's up with Lindsay? Why isn't she? And he's sending me screenshots of how you're not following him. And I'm like, I don't know. So like for some reason I wasn't like, just contact her. I was like, oh, let me check. So then I'm like, hey Lindsay, what's going on? Why are you not following? And so then Lindsay's sending me like screenshots. I am following you. Circles over it. And I'm looking at both. I'm like, okay, both things can't exist. You're either following
right?
or you're not.
Things can't both be true at the same time.
And so this went on for like
3 weeks.
100 texts back and forth. Where I'm in the middle of it and I'm like, why? Am I in the middle of Cooperman and Lindsay's beef?
Unclear. Unclear.
I am the judge, I guess, between it.
It's,
so you guys need to
though.
You need to talk it out because there's now some sad feelings. There's little sadness, little crumpled feelers.
Through the magic of the internet.
So reach out.
I can
Lindsay.
Manage. Jeez. I can figure out how to
Will
DM somebody.
Fix this beef. Oh yeah, sure.
On
You're
the
all
Twitter.
Young. I don't know. What are these buttons? Oh,
what do these buttons do?
I didn't know what they do.
I don't know what they do, guys. What okay. if I click on? I'm just going to click buttons, see what happens.
You click a lot of buttons.
I know.
All right. So anyway, so we came up, and by we, I always say we, as if I have a staff in here. I think because I really want to have, like, I do. do. I even sing all the male parts. Sometimes I have to pitch them down, but it's just me playing a lot of instruments.
Oh, good.
Anyways, here we go.
Play it.
Enjoy the video.
I will.
The following is an important public service announcement.
You know what they say, dirty feet, dirty woo-hoo.
That's what they say, dirty feet, dirty woo-hoo.
That's what they say,
dirty feet, dirty woo-hoo.
Wah, wah.
Don't be a droop, keep your foot in your shoe. Don't want to scare you, but I got some bad news. There's hep C, bacteria, listeria, just like death. This is scarier, for good reason, have common sense. Your shoes are your skin's defense, so slap some flip-flops on those hobbit feet. Next time you go strolling down New York Street. That's what they say, dirty feet, dirty woo-hoo. That's what they say, dirty feet, dirty woo-hoo. That's what they say, dirty feet, dirty woo-hoo. That's what they say, dirty feet, dirty woo-hoo.
That's a thing. Serious.
No notes. 10 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you, kids.
100% would recommend.
All right. I'm going to go back to
journey.
Us. Oh, what a journey indeed.
We've been on a journey with that little sound bit, haven't we?
Well, it deserved it.
It did.
Because his stuff is gold. I could just write songs.
I don't think he even means for it.
Days. Well, here's the funny thing about, and this is one of the things I love about Ralph and Eddie, is that if you listen to their podcast a second time, you catch a whole other level of quips that are in there that are hilarious. And you're like, that just went under the radar. Like, that alone would have been like stand up for someone. And so I always enjoy listening to him the second time better. Cause the first time I'm like getting ready in the morning, or I'm doing whatever, and I'm just enjoying myself, and I'll miss some of it. Cause I might be like brushing my teeth or whatever. And then I'll go and listen to it a second time. I'm like, oh my God, that's like, why didn't, you know, they call him out on that or whatever. So anyways, gold nuggets.
Glory. Love it.
Love it. So that is the brand new music video. I will post that
feet,
later.
Dirty woohoo.
DWH. It is also available up on Bandcamp, of course. And I'm going to also upload an extended mix. So that is the ringtone version you just heard. And I did an extended mix where I had to rap more, which is kind of funny because me rapping is funny.
It's pretty good.
So there's more rap there and more stuff. It's a dance mix. So hopefully hopefully two people will buy that because that will make me happy.
I love it. I'm buying it.
Yeah, thank you. See, that's already one down.
No, just got
need
one.
Just need one more person.
One more
I'm
buyer.
There. Dang, I'm rolling. All right. So we have something new here. We've got a music report, which is awesome because I like music, not
me
surprisingly.
Too.
And you did too. Oh my God. So there is an interesting story. I had someone who provided a sound clip for me. I was talking back and forth. I talk to a lot of different musicians. This person happened to be a fan of ours, and his name is Charles Phillips. And he said, hey, I play the Juice harp. And do you know what that is? I'm like, oh, I totally know what that is. Can you send me in some music? Because we often hear a lot of like rock music, Tim Markle music, stuff like that. But we don't get to hear this one instrument played very often. I said, send me a ton. I will take it all. And there's going to be this circular thing that's going to bring us all back to the Ralph Report. You're going to see. It's kind of an interesting little journey. So walk with me.
Okay.
On this path. Get
Fire
on my back.
Walk with
Go
me.
Ahead. I'll like, yeah. There was only one set of footsteps. Okay, so I've got the sample for you to listen to. It is pretty interesting, but this is played on a traditional Hungarian loose action juice harp, and I'm sure you'll be able to tell the difference.
Okay.
It's a lot better than the tight
like
action one.
Some rose petal jam, but for an instrument?
No,
isn't that Hungarian? Bulgarian. Sorry. Now
get
I've insulted Garians, the Eastern
right.
Europeans.
Right. There's lots of Garians out there.
I'm going to get some angry phone calls.
Dang, girl. Dang.
You know me, just offending countries willy-nilly.
Because.
Lindsay's incorrect.
Our Bulgarians will
good.
Be. Falling in left
Shout
and right
to the Bulgarians.
Beep. Lindsay.
Anyway, this is a Hungarian instrument.
Here you go. And I've done a medley, so this is just the different flavors.
What is happening? What is happening? I don't understand it. My brain is confused.
That's so sci-fi at the end.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a little sampling. He sent me a lot, which is great. Now, some people might be like, why did you send me all this stuff? It's gold for me because I can sample that and I can put that in things. And so I thought, hey, maybe that's what I should do is make some type of a track kind of just to show you how you could use it. I'm not the only one to use the Jew's harp. And some of you are wondering, like, why is it called a Jew's harp? Is that offensive? I'm going to get to that in just a second. But there are a couple of guys who do a dubstep. Why does that sound strange?
Dubstep. It just feels funny hearing
Jews harp dubstep. It's hard to say because they don't seem like they belong. They're like,
talk about a mashup
or a yeah, it's a weird mashup. Anyways, so there are some people who do that. So if you look up Jews harp dubstep and look at the video, I will provide the link for you to check it out. It is very entertaining from my view. Why but not? there's a whole history to this I wanted to tell you so you can appreciate this instrument that has gone unloved for so long in mainstream.
Unloved instruments, a new segment.
I would cover that because they're the, like, you know, the downtrodden and like the dark
the theremin
horses.
Don't get everyone started on the theremin.
Oh, dude, I
again.
Love the theremin. I will bring that.
Don't get them started.
So, do you ever see the documentary by Steve Martin? Not that Steve Martin, the other Steve. Anyways, it's good.
Anyway.
Okay. So anyways, there's a cool history. It's been around for about 400 years. This is not new. It's not the new instrument on the block. It's also known as the juice harp. They think because it gets a little juicy when you're in your mouth.
Okay, that's great. You
feel
one of the ew, Don Fink sound drops.
Oh, I love your oh God at the end, by the way. You were begging with me by the end, begging with me to stop. It was pretty funny. So anyways, back to the juicy harp. The name is not associated with Judaism. So for those of you who are thinking why they call it a Jew's harp, but it's thought to be connected to the old English word, juja. And this juja, they just kind of like juja.
Is that a euphemism for woohoo? Like, what's happening here? Like, I'm going to have to have Owen call in and tell us of the Welsh origin of this word too.
Please, Owen, call us. And yeah,
tell
this
us
might
about
be
the juja.
You know what they say? You don't dirty feet, dirty juju, dirty juja.
So thanks for that.
So they think, you know, like all words, they change over time
words.
And it's been modernized. But in Siberia and Mongolia, it was used to induce trance and heal the sick. This is where I thought you might find this interesting because you are one
of
those
inducing a
spiritual
trance.
People who could come on. And Dr. Franz Mesmer even used it in psychotherapy.
Ooh,
so do you see the connection now? I've come full circle. I can now let you off of the piggyback. Do you see where I'm going with this?
No, I'm frightened. Take
all
me
right.
there. I want to go to there.
I'm going to take you back 3 weeks ago on the Ralph Report. He was doing Hello Death. Actually, I could tell you it was March 5th. Wow, I'm good at that.
Ooh.
And damn.
Got a war rocker action.
I know.
Here.
I have
a timestamp.
By the way, I retain useless facts. Yes. A lot of them, and good ones often bounce off. So Mesmer, does that sound familiar? Do you remember this now? Mesmer, what does that sound like? Mesmerized?
Yeah.
Getting it now? Hypnotism? Ooh.
Is this a notorious B.I.G. reference?
Ooh, no. I'm so glad you've caught on. Everyone at home is throwing things at the screen. They're
don't break your
like,
screens, everybody.
They're basically saying,
incorrect.
Lindsay's in
it's so good. I'm truly the Eddie Pence to your Ralph Garman.
Damn you. All right. Anyway, so everyone at home has gotten it. But basically, Mesmer was a psychoanalyst who used the Jew's harp to induce a type of trance, hence hypnosis. And through hypnosis, they tried to, you know.
Got it.
Fix you.
Fix
so,
me.
Yeah. Fix me. So anyways, in other countries, it's called other things. And I have them written down so that we can try to pronounce them. Oh, because I thought nothing is more fun than hearing us try to pronounce things we don't know how to pronounce.
Correct.
So thanks for that.
Thanks for that.
All right. So in England, we just discussed, it's called the Juja. Juja. In Germany, it's a Mottrommel, which means mouth drum. Makes sense, mouth right? Drum. Because it's percussive. I don't know if you heard, like, it has a very percussive...
This is going to be embarrassing for me.
Well, do you have a list? I sent you
the
list.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list that you sent.
Perfect. You want to try Japan and Russia?
Hukin in Japan. And Russia is Vargan. And Siberia is Komos, which I don't understand why, I guess...
The Siberians hate you.
Probably
why
a
you even
crap
do that?
Load of languages in Russia.
They don't like you anymore, remember? You totally... Oh, no, wait.
The Bulgarians are
Bulgarians.
Mad at me.
Okay, well, maybe this...
You gotta try the Philippines one.
Kumbing? Kumbing?
Kumbing.
Oh, and Italy. The Scacciapensieri.
Scacciapensieri.
Now, out of all these names, I'm liking
that's
that
a fun one.
That's a fun one. It's got lots of meat. It's juicy.
Norway.
Norway.
Munharpa. Mouth harp, probably.
You're very good.
France.
Wow, you speak Nor.
Grimbad? I do. I told you. Got my Norse people on today.
Oh, look at you little druid.
Mm-hmm.
Druid princess.
Yep. And then we have Bali.
Oh, wait. What? Grimbard.
Grimbard.
Grimbard. Wow. I don't...
Bali.
That doesn't sound French, by the way. Gendong. I've never seen G-U's anywhere, except for, like, G.
Well, yeah, it must G-U-I? Be, because it's Old English, right? It's
Grimbard.
Probably got those letters together.
And
Celtic.
Gendong. I like Bali.
Well, there you
Gendong.
Go. I offended some more countries, everybody. Like, let's see. I could just do the whole tour today.
Oh, Lindsay.
Do that. Anyway, yes. So here's another little interesting thing before we wrap it up, is that it's actually considered a very sultry instrument, which is weird because you heard it, right?
I did. It doesn't sound
like this.
That sultry to my ear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's working on me.
But
convinced me.
It's shaped like a uterus, and that's why. So
can you say that
for
word?
That uterus? Uterus. I can say the anatomical
terms. It was called a woohoo.
Oh, woo-woo. It's the woo-woo or the woo-ha or Wu-Tang clan. One of those things.
Mouth harp.
People compare this instrument with the Shiva Lingam, India's sacred spiritual symbol for the creative principle, if you know about that. Creative principle. Oh. And many
creatives.
Associate it as having potent psychosexual powers.
Wow. That's so weird.
Hollandsy? Huh?
Getting y'all fired up.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, that's good stuff. I like it. I think it's really
fun.
So I'm going to have fun with that. Thank you, Charles Phillips, for sending
you,
that in. I tried to figure out where he was from. And so I said, hey, can I say where you're from? And he responded, that'd be great.
Charles from That'd Be Great. Thank you.
Thank
That'd
you,
Be Great. Is that in the
sir.
States or is that
I
abroad?
Just think that's just, I don't know. We're going to find out. But
we'll
I think that's
out.
Super rad because... I like people who have specific hobbies. They don't follow the mainstream. They do their own thing. And that is a super
That's
cool one. So
a lot of this kind of crossover audience. And we've got a lot of brilliant creatives in the crew here.
So Mr. Phillips from
Très bien.
Somewhere in the world.
We thank you.
Thank you for taking us down that rabbit hole. We are forever changed.
We are.
Some people are.
Reprogrammed and recoded and hypnotized.
just Lindsay's going to start trying that out. She's going to start trying that on her male suitors.
I'm going to listen to this
She's
back.
She's going to say, come sit by me next to the bed. Let me play a little bit of the juja.
Put some of that music on my speaker on my nightstand.
Oh, yeah. That could be now what's on your nightstand.
A juice harp.
Yeah, now if you want to, you could call this a jaw. What do they call it? A jaw harp? Yeah. Wow. You know, once I get past the segment, I just forget everything that's in there. So we'll just move on.
File it.
Yeah. Well, so Kevin anyways, Smith. It's file. Really file.
It's a Babylon shout out.
Yeah. So anyways, we are going to wrap up the music report with one last little tidbit of info. And that is that there was a very moving piece released.
Now, can I tell the story about the first time I heard it? I was kind of sad. And like you said it, and I thought it was a real, it touched my soul and it made me cry.
I want you to tell that story. You go. Okay. I want to hear this.
No, it touched my soul and made me cry. And then I realized it was about a ceramic cow.
I'm sorry.
I was like, Jen just made me cry from a song about a ceramic cow.
I wanted to make a song that made you care about.
I did. This. I was invested in its journey. I felt breakable. I felt seen in the song.
That's
like
wanted for the little breakable.
Took us all on a real journey this week.
I gotta give a little backstory for those of you who don't know, and there's a couple people out there who are new to us. I found that out as I was looking through my analytics. I love analytics, by the way. Such a
new
nerd.
People.
Anyways, we got new people who don't necessarily watch the Ralph Report, and by the way, watch the Ralph Report. But on the Ralph Report, Eddie just throws out the most delicious sound bites ever, just the most random stuff, and I love it because Ralph always tees him up and he's like talking in the news about Andrew Lloyd Webber and says basically, what's your favorite Andrew Lloyd Webber musical? And he said, it'd be Ceramic Cow. And so, and then he also talked about another one and whatever. And this kind of conversation grew after that. And I started thinking, I'm like, well, the, you know, title track would have to be heartbreaking. And of course it would be breakable. Because, you know, and so in my head, and Lindsay, you know this now because you've known me long enough, in my head, this gets blown out into a full length musical that plays out. And I know the characters and their story arc. And this is that part where she's questioning.
End of the second act, right? Like
it's exactly right there. Yes. And so I am in the mind of the
vulnerable moment the ingenue has.
Yes. And so I had so much fun with it. So anyways, it became this song that was really like sad, but I wanted to make it very like Andrew Lloyd Webber of the 90s, like his style. Mm-hmm. So I was doing
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah. Well, kind of like leftover from the 80s a little bit, like with the guitar still there, which is, you know, I got to do like, you know. I always enjoy that. So anyways, and then I kind of put a little Disney into it because I just thought I wanted to schmaltz it up.
Oh, you got it there.
But while I was doing it, like the words actually made sense and they made me sad. And I'm like, well, but that's good. Right?
Are you going to play it? Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah. You know what? I will play it. And then those of you who don't like who don't want to hear it, you could always skip it. And
run
it's
right
also
past it.
Right. And it's available on Bandcamp. If you do want to listen to it again, you can listen to it there very easily. So anyways, here it is.
Unbreakable.
No, breakable.
Oh,
how did I do that? Here is breakable.
Ceramic cow.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Don't they know that I'm only breakable? Forged in the fire of molded clay. Don't they know that the world is unkind to the weak and the fragile and bovine? Don't they know, I'm more than stomachs and a heart, yet I walk through these pastures apart. I am breakable. I am breakable. It is true.
It's truly, truly magnificent.
Thank you. So yeah, it was really fun. It was fun because I had to do that push and pull of it being like dead on sound wise, but also nod to the fact that this is a comedy piece. So the moos that I put in the chorus and whatnot, I sang, you know, I tried to do them nicely, but it's a moo. A moo is a moo. Anyway, so I'm glad you enjoyed that. We actually had other people write in. I had a lot of people write in about this. It was really kind of nice. So some of them were like you, like Maggie Sar said, no joke, this brought a tear to my eye. I had other people who were like, legit, I was crying when I heard it. And I think it was because like we all related to the idea of being breakable and that like during this year of being in the quarantine that we've had breaking points and like we're like, dude, like
sure have.
I please don't push me any further. Weekly. I am breakable. Like, yeah. Minute by minute. That's all I can live. I like to live my life a minute at a time.
Oh, so good.
So but the other ones were awesome because people were really playing around with the you know, cow puns. So we had Frack Buddy who said it was a very moving piece, utterly brilliant.
Indeed.
Okay, going to stop milking this. Excellent work. We had Dan the man.
Dan!
Said his favorite number is the first act meet cute, utterly delightful.
Oh, love that part.
I know, right? This is what I hate about creative people is when he said that, I'm like, I've got to write that. I did not write it because I'm like, I've written so much this
You've
week.
You've written, so you got to say, like,
people
let the
don't
ceramic...
want to hear. People are like, just go away for a while.
Sometimes you got to let the story end in interesting places.
Right. Because like, I'm the person who's going to take it too far and then it's no longer funny. Right. Okay. So I realized that. And then, yeah, because especially Ralph is like, you know, Eddie's like, would you watch that musical? He's like, I love this song, but no, hell no. He's like, I'm so out.
Not watching.
Like, okay, I'll stop playing. I guess so. Whatever.
Oh wow.
So Big Mike Church said he was over
Big
the
Mike Church.
Yeah, he was over the moon about this. Neptune Recovery added that he had no beef with the idea. And I even had a Chef to the Stars say that he said Wagyu gonna do but sing about it. I had to really work on that
so
pronunciation because, oh my God. So yeah, so that was really fun. If you like to cry and need a good cry, pick up that piece, please. I would love for you to. All right. So we're going to go do a new segment and it is called the movie or horror flicks death match.
Excellent. Oh, a good death match.
I love death match.
High stakes.
Okay, here's the thing. Apparently, I shouldn't have this much caffeine.
Getting a little squirrely, huh?
Getting a little bit squirrely. All right, welcome to Horror Flicks Death Match. Look at this. That's a lot to look at, isn't it? Oh.
So what's happening here?
Oh, we have a new segment where we look at new releases on Netflix just in the horror genre. I know everyone is doing sci-fi. I'm not going to do sci-fi because everyone's doing it. I'm not going to cover something everyone's covering it. And I am not
horror girls.
Oh. You fiend.
We like camp horror.
We
I'm so sad
right now. I love camp horror. And so I thought, you know what? We have got to start looking at the new releases because when I go to Netflix, there is a lot of choices and I end up wasting 2 hours on
a
movie.
Can I tell you
a
secret
stand.
Hack that I just learned this week? I haven't tried it yet though,
please,
but I'm told that there are Netflix codes you can type in that will give you different curated groups of films to watch, not like algorithm based. So like you could say like old Hollywood Netflix code and like type in 8172 or whatever the number is. And like, it should bring up a different selection to check that out.
I do want to check
something
that out.
To do after the show.
That is cool. Yeah, hold on a second. I'm going to do something where I share one more time. There we go. Okay. Yeah, so we're back. And so like I said, we wanted to look at some new horror genre picks from Netflix specifically. So I picked out two that were at the top. Actually, I looked through all of them and read through the IMDb.
8711 is the horror code for Netflix.
It's the horror code? Okay, so... Yeah. That's a good hack. Thank you.
Check it out. See if it works.
Check it out. All right. So what we have here is Death of Me versus Andhagaram. And these are two very different types of horror films. Mm-hmm. So maybe something for everyone. But I'm going to start with Death of Me. You about ready for this? Oh, and at the end, of course, it's a death match. So someone's got to die.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to be rating these on a scream level of 1 to 3 screams. 3 screams being a... like home run, you better watch this thing. And of course, 1 being a, if you're bored, go for it. And I have low standards, by the way. I enjoy a bad B movie, and I am very forgiving when it comes to movies because I figure sometimes it's just a popcorn movie. Just eat
and
your popcorn
just
and enjoy
fun. It doesn't
it's
have
fun.
To be great yeah. art all the time.
And I think also having worked in the industry in post-production, I just didn't like, people put time and effort into it. I appreciate that. And so it's not good to just bag on everything. Like I do get a little tired of some of the critic stuff where it's just like, do you have to bag on everything? Sometimes it's legit. Sometimes it's okay. But sometimes I just feel like they're trying so hard to be contrary. So this is a cool film. So we've got Maggie Q and Lesser Hemsworth. I'll show them right here. Oh, I mean, Luke Hemsworth. Sorry about that. I don't know if you've seen Maggie Q, but she's also hawking supplements and a green smoothie.
I have bought those.
Oh, Lindsay.
Why are you not surprised,
Lindsay.
Right?
Sorry, Lindsay. Her.
And also...
Lindsay's incorrect.
No.
Totally bought that stuff.
No.
March of last year.
Stop it. All right. Spoiler alert right here because we're going to get into some spoilers. But she sells a green smoothie. Do you drink that green smoothie?
I did a year ago. I didn't buy any more of it.
Because there's a cameo of that green smoothie in the film. Not as a smoothie. Yeah. But, you know, those of you who see this will know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyway, so we've got Maggie and here she is. And every time I was watching this, though, I was kind of like, I was distracted for at least the first 10 minutes for several reasons. One of them is because I kept going, oh, wait, hey, that's Joanna Gaines.
She looks a lot like Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, so like the whole idea, the setup for this is that her and her husband go to a vacation and he is some type of travel writer and they are staying on a Philippines-esque tropical island and they're in this VRBO. And so I'm like, I keep going, oh, look, where's Chip? And like, are they going to make this into a farmhouse retreat? And I had all
where's
of these
the
questions. There was a shiplap. Yeah, exactly. But really what it is the setup is cool AF. It's that these two wake up in the morning and they watch a video that's on his phone that they don't know where it came from. And it shows one of them killing the other one.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I'm intrigued.
Well, that's where it ends. It's horrible after that. All right.
Well,
the first 10 minutes, not only was I going, is this Joanna Gaines? But I was also thinking, this is the couple that does not deserve to be on a vacation because they have no idea what they're doing. And it was so stressful for the first 10 minutes because I kept making mistakes. And like, it's one of those things where they built up the suspense of them trying to get off the island and they're not able to. And that I like because I'm like, oh, that you feel trapped and stuff. But it was because they were so stupid. And I like movies where... despite their own smartness, things are going not the way they were supposed to. Those I like because it's like you could see yourself doing that. But instead, you end up like ripping them to shreds the whole time. Going like, oh, I wouldn't do that. No.
You know, I like just to see people. I like to see capable heroines.
Yes, capable heroines.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't want to see damsels in distress, y'all.
She is the wife that makes your life hell because
she
forgot
I don't
something
want her on my screen
and
never
she
mind.
Wasn't watching the luggage and like
I don't
all
want
that
her supplement powders anymore and I don't want her on my screen.
She's like, well, Well, and her advertisements kept slipping into her head where she if you watch YouTube, you may have seen her on the advertisement. She's like, when I go in to eat food, they think, oh, she's going to have a salad. But then I go in there and they're like, and I'm like, I'm ordering up fries and I'm eating like huge hamburgers and like a rack of lamb. And then I'm going to go in with like a hot fudge sundae and then like chili cheese fries.
Eating all that.
And I'm eating all that stuff. And they're like, oh my God, you're not going to eat all that. You're so small. No, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, skinny person that doesn't have to work at being skinny. We see your bone structure. We know what's going on. You're not fooling anyone. Anyways,
she's hungry.
She's oh, you ate an almond? Yeah, that's it for the day. So anyways, it had a low IMDb rating, which only egged me on. It had a 4.4, which 4.4, by the way, is like, try it out.
Well, so
may just not be some people's cup of tea.
So what's our other thing that this movie's going up against?
Well, I got to tell you one thing before I move on.
Oh, no.
Because the people want to know, I think I want to give people an accurate sense of whether they want to watch it. So okay. If you're looking for jump scares, there isn't any. If you're looking for gross out moments, there are literally four. There are four of them. Two of them are eye involved.
Ooh.
And yet not related to the plot in any way. So, is it watchable? Yes, you should watch it especially if you've got friends that are funny. If you have friends that are funny and you like to sit around and do things like, you know, drink or smoke out or whatever and watch movies, watch this movie. See? Gold for that. But if you really like a really plot-driven horror film or even a gore-filled one, it's maybe not your cup of tea. So, it definitely made me think about the VRBOs, like the one that they're staying in. Like, what were the comments? Did they read them before they rented their?
The murder house.
Yes. Like,
I think the lesson is always travel with your sage and your Palo Santo, right? I think that's the lesson.
I think that is not the lesson anyone at home is taking away. But yeah, so anyways, all right. So I'm going to go on to the next one because I think that people need to see a different side. So here we go. And it is called, I'll tell you what it's called in a moment. That's what I'll do. Here we go. This film. Okay.
It's got a cricket bat.
Yes.
I'm not very incorrect good. About
you
that.
You are not incorrect at all. So this is an Indian film and the first, like the title sequence in the first few minutes is one of the most gorgeous things I've ever seen. Not afraid of close-up shots. And in black and white, very moody. And the whole thing is like every still frame is an art piece. It is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. Now, this is a different type of horror film though. This, no jump scares. You're not going to see the same kind of approach as The Death of Me. And instead, there's this kind of intricate and complex weaving of different elements. So let me give you the IMDb description of it. Basically, it's as a blind librarian, dispirited cricketer, and desolate psychiatrist each seek retribution and release. Their lives overlap under eerie influences.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm intrigued. So we've got this blind librarian who you meet at the very beginning, and then you kind of meet this cricketer, as you saw there.
Dispirited cricketer.
And a desolate psychiatrist. And their lives kind of intertwine in this weird connection. So now here's the thing. It's 2.5 hours long, and it's subtitled. And I love subtitled movies. I do. But I wish this would have been dubbed, because I had to be glued to the TV. They're talking very fast and there's so much information you need to know. So you can't look at the visuals a lot, because if you miss one little thing, you've lost it all. So I'm doing my research and I'm watching it and I'm loving it. It's totally like, it's very cerebral. It's not the 70s B film. I mean, it's not that. And I love those. But this was great because cinematically, it was just beautiful. Too beautiful to be in the horror genre.
Well, I love the shot that you've lingered on here.
Yeah, and every shot is like, it's like every object is aesthetic.
Yeah.
Every scene has been just so perfectly lit and all the everything composed.
All the pieces matter.
All the pieces matter. So anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm watching it and I I fell asleep.
Oh, well.
Like an hour into it, I fell asleep. And I'm like, I tried to like, and it was during this really great piece, because music, by the way, oh my gosh, the music is amazing. They did an amazing job throughout. So I highly suggest you watch it. Don't take me falling asleep as a...
I think this one gets my vote if we're voting.
Well, okay. And that's what's funny is if we're going in a death match of Death of Me versus Andhargam. Why can't I do that? Right. Andhargaram. I feel like Eddie right now. I'm going to get so many hate mails about that one. I'm sorry. Maybe all I can say
is you've offended India now. We're working our way around the globe.
So anyways, I do have a winner here. And even though... even though I didn't watch the whole thing, I did watch a lot of it, enough to know that it is definitely the superior. Clear winner. So it gets, wait, this is the, it gets two screams for me. And of course, Death of Me, you can guess, only got one scream. So by the way, that was supposed to be Lindsay screaming. She never delivered. So I had to go with that. So you got, that's the guy. That's the guy you get. Anyways, and that has been that
afterwards.
The Horror Flicks Deathmatch.
My neighbors are going to hate me if I start recording scream drops in here.
Well, they'll be worried about you.
I'm pretty sure they already do.
As they should. As they should.
Giving them a lot. Yeah. A lot of material.
For sure. All right. So anyways, we've got to move on, and I'm pressing a lot of buttons right now. We have a whole new setup here, so I have to press more buttons. It's like a whole level of difficulty higher.
We love pressing buttons at Easy LA.
At Easy LA, you're easy listening for Sunday morning.
We'll press your buttons easily.
I think we pressed a lot of buttons today. Lindsay.
We did. Jackpot.
Oh, we need that. Thank you. Jackpot. So, ¿dónde están los muchachos? Are you wondering?
Los muchachos?
I'm wondering too. Los muchachos no está bien. Wait, no está aquí.
Los muchachos.
¿Dónde? ¿Dónde?
All Spanish.
That was a lot. Yeah, I did.
That was a mélange.
It's okay.
We Stronglish.
That, even though often when things happen.
Anglo-Espanol. Chemicals are working, Jen. Caffeine's working.
Ralph and Eddie have not been fighting as much. I don't know if you've noticed, but I listen to the show and I make notes as I'm listening to the shows and try to note, oh, this will be great, Los Muchachos. And I got a note for you, Ralph. Please fight more. Because you were very civil to each other.
I think maybe the St. Paddy's Day show had him a little, you know, off his normal...
Maybe. I don't know, but I think there's no squabbling. So anyways,
to report from the
Los Muchachos will continue next week though. If
Jeanette will be so disappointed.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry,
she
Jeanette.
Loves her some spicy
Eddie. There's a couple of
spicy chicken nugs.
She sure does. She wants to feel that shirt braille style.
She does.
Peck. So what we do have though is a doodle duel, and today, ooh, since we didn't have an all-over guest, we have a special guest for this. So we're gonna go off site now, transferring. Please hold.
There we go.
There's Eric. We all know and love.
Look at that hair. You got longer hair than I do now, Eric.
Oh wow, I love your
cut
haircut.
It off. That's
very cute. You look so professional.
Thanks, Eric.
I saw that post. I thought that was someone else.
It's me.
All right. And we are here with Eric, otherwise known as Easy Baby.
Easy Baby.
We're so happy to have you here for a doodle duel. You came to save our bacon.
Yes. Well,
thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
I have my piece of paper and I have a pen.
Excellent.
I was looking for a marker because the pen might not show up as well.
You're so prepared.
I know.
This is just weird.
I'm just honored to be on Easy LA. I love and listen to this show every all 5-6 episodes.
Yay. I love how you pivoted from like it's every Sunday to like when I feel like watching
when
them,
they God, come out. We will get to watch them.
This is very politically correct. I like that.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. So yeah, we have this game that we love to play called Doodle Duel. And what we do is, yeah, Lindsay's ready with her marker.
Ready.
Destruction. She draws a really crappy doodle and then she'll show it to us. So we're going to copy it first. And then we get 60 seconds on the clock. Okay.
You might want to put your Zoom in gallery view if you haven't done that.
Yeah.
When I show you the doodle.
I have. So I can see all three of our pretty faces.
Oh, so good.
My God. That's, and he's charming too.
Man.
That's the Eric, only way I can do this. Or else
ladies and gentlemen, Eric from Clearwater.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Mama raised me right. What can I say?
Good old Midwestern Kansas City boy.
Hats off to Mama.
Shout out Eric's mom.
Shout out Eric's mom.
All right.
Look, so, Mom on TV.
I got my marker.
Kinda.
All right. Are you ready? Okay. So.
Oh, you got to play the song.
Is there a song?
There's a song.
Okay. I was going to play it like on a card, but hey, let's do it. Ready?
Yeah.
Here go.
Mono, mono, head to head, we'll draw until one of us is dead. Don't be afraid, just do your best. It's a doodle, doodle, not calculus.
Should I have my hat for that?
Yeah, good. Next time, you know, we'll have you on again. You can bring your hat.
I have a great cowboy hat too. That would be perfect.
Oh, dang.
We're adding props.
We'll all bring our hats then. I've got one, but it's like a cowboy hat, but it's like this big and it's red and it's all glitter, which is.
You just go like on the top. Like
well,
this,
yeah, you. It's like a little like, kind of
like a fascinator.
I don't know what a fascinator is. What is
you
that?
You don't? Oh. The UK kids would. That's like the headband hat that you'd wear to like a fancy dress wedding or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Or got a derby, it. Like a
gotcha. Like in the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, if you went to race day,
Peaky Blinders,
you'd wear a fascinator.
All righty.
Okay.
Much light on.
Enough of that.
I'm
all right.
Primed.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Oh boy, here we go. It's gonna be bad.
I wish I did my hair better.
It's gonna be bad.
You fiend.
You fiend.
Here we go. Oh my God, there's so much going on here. I don't even.
I love how random they always are.
It's almost like the ampersand. Almost.
Well, Eric, I think yours is pretty darn
close. Oh, and yours is all pretty.
It's great. Jen, let's see yours.
This does not bode well. All right. Is this an accurate?
It's close. We'll allow it.
Pull my hair back.
Oh, yeah. Get prepared. Let's make
sure serious here.
Oh, God.
This is going to be.
All right. You guys are both good to go on that. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock, right?
All right, I got my drawing hair on.
You got your drawing hair? You all ready? Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Now, while we do this, Lindsay has to do an impromptu speech about just something. So she has 60 seconds where she has to talk about something. Eric, because you are our cherished guest for today, what's the first word in your head? First word to pop
pineapples.
Out. Pineapples. Lindsay is going to talk about pineapples for 60 seconds. Here we go.
You're lucky because there's that could have gone worse.
That could have gone even well. First thing in your head is probably not pineapples.
Yeah, but not
all right, kids, we're ready to start the clock.
Yeah, tell me
and
when, man.
Go. Well, you picked an excellent topic, Eric, because over this summer, I was working on a little bit of marketing planning just as fun research and practice, and I used pineapples as a subject matter. So raising the esteem of pineapples was heavy in my mind, and how are we going to go about raising the esteem of pineapples? Well, we'd probably make a hashtag holiday about it featuring pineapples like Pina Colada Day, or have a tropical party where we have pineapples. Did you know in grocery stores, in the swinger culture, having a pineapple in your shopping cart is a symbol to the other patrons that you might be into swinging? I'm pretty sure that's a thing. Or you can play Lindsay's incorrect when we're done. I think Hawaii produces all of the most pineapples that we consume here in the U.S., but that could be wrong too. You have about 7 seconds left on the clock, and pineapples are spiky and delicious. And time.
Is that true?
I learned so much about pineapples while I was drawing.
I feel like I should have drawn more in that amount of time.
Wow.
You know what? That felt like it was like 3 years to me. Because
it wasn't. It was 1 minute.
It did. It felt very long. And yeah, I think I didn't accomplish as much as I wanted.
I'm dying to know what you draw. So you get to go first because you are the guest here.
Okay. What have you done, Eric? What did you do?
Well, I did a duck laying an egg.
Oh, great. It's a duck taking a number two.
That's not an egg.
Oh, God. I don't know how you're going to beat that one, Jen.
You should, by the way, Eric, you should hear the long version of that, of the, of Eddie losing it. It's,
oh, it's God, bit. It's, oh, it's, oh, stop.
There's more.
Oh,
God. It's worse.
I love it. Oh, there's more.
Right. Yes, it was, it's almost. Lindsay was pleading with me by the end. Stop.
It was just grossing us out. Let's see your drawing.
I pushed it way too far. All right.
Oh my God.
So good. Okay, that one probably wins, Eric. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. I have never won before.
It's the bowl from Ceramic Cow. You've come full circle. You've done it.
This is the first time I've ever won. Wow. And it may be
success,
the last time.
Success, you've done it. I'm sorry, Eric.
I am blown away. Like, I don't even know how, like, you did a whole shift there.
I had to turn it on its side. Just like life, thinking. Eric. That's sometimes smart. You have to just turn the problem on its side.
I just tend to hit my head against problems until it goes through.
I just squiggle a line and keep moving.
Yes, we all have our own approach, but they all work. Oh, dang. So, Eric,
so good.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you come
back.
You
for
we love you
me.
To death.
Yeah, you're coming back.
I would love to.
Okay, cool. Okay.
You all guys right. have a great rest of your day. I got to get back to work.
Okay. Awesome. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting. Eric's always interesting, right? That's why we love
Eric.
Him. That's so cute. Love it.
Love
so,
that little nugget.
That little nugget. Little chick nug. All right. So believe it or not, we are at the end where we've got what everyone's been looking forward to. How many mistakes can Lindsay make? Otherwise known as time for Easy LA Sports.
Ooh. It's time for sports talk. It's Lindsay Sports Talk. It's so fun because we waited up a week. It's time for sports talk. It's Lindsay Sports Talk. What kind of sports crap will Lindsay speak? It's time for sports talk. It's Lindsay Sports Talk. Reporting the latest agony of defeat. So grab your curling broom. Head for the locker room. It's time for Easy LA Sports.
Oh, well, Jen. Thank you for that lovely, lovely play-in. The biggest thing in Lindsay's sports world right now, like many hoop-loving Americans, is the NCAA College National Basketball Tournament, hence the bracket season I mentioned, Jen. You kind of set us up beautifully with the Tournament of the Gods.
Yeah,
but
lots of parallels.
As far as high-stakes agony goes, the NCAA College National Tournament March Madness always delivers high agony. However, luckily for me, last night, I'm on the winning side of the victory board because our home state Arkansas Razorbacks are advancing to the Elite Eight after beating the unfortunately named Oral Roberts in like the final seconds of the game last night.
Oral?
So in this state without a pro team, and for an Arkansas team that's not been to the Elite Eight in the tournament since we think 1995, it feels good to like be on the winning side of victory. However, like everything in this state, it comes with a little side of tea. So a little salacious tidbit. The last and only time Arkansas won the NCAA tourney, there was an Arkansan in the White House, and the same Arkansan's native son, who was later prosecuted by one Kenneth Starr, who himself went on to become the president of Baylor. So Arkansas is taking on Baylor in the next match up on Monday night. So it's very, exciting. Yeah.
Like, oh, nice tie in to the Gaines again. The Gaines are back. Baylor.
Exactly. So the other games we're keeping our eye on today, I'm just going to see if you have any stakes in these, because there's some California teams represented. So we've got Gonzaga versus Creighton at 2.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
It's okay.
I probably pronounced it wrong, but yeah.
Bulgarians versus... and Gonzagas hate you, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Michigan versus Florida State at 5. And I hope Michigan loses because, yeah, boo Michigan. I'm going to piss off the Michiganders next.
Poor then we've got Michiganers.
SEC team Alabama against UCLA tonight at 7. And then USC beat Oregon. So
UCLA, go Bruins.
You got any of those matchups you're rooting for?
Bruins, for sure. Absolutely.
We're going up against Bama, though. That's going to be a tough one.
Not for me.
So that's the biggest thing in sports right now in my world. But also, just to check in with English Premier League news, light on agony this week since there aren't any matches. But I would be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to point out that the Ralph Report's very own UK correspondent, Steve Ashton, that Tottenham is sitting just barely above his Liverpool on the table, and Arsenal is down there in 9th. So Owen, just wanted to, you know, do a quick table wrap up, see where the teams lie right now. But unfortunately, we've got a pair of insufferable Manchester teams, City and United, sitting at 1 and 2 on the table with not a lot of time left in the season. So it's looking like it's going to be an insufferable Manchester City season again. But
the hope is gone. That's kind of
it's the hope that kills you, as they say in Ted Lasso, right? So.
Oh, damn. Well, you
know,
maybe
the sports crap I got to talk today, Jen.
Oh, well, that was lovely, Lindsay. Lovely.
You're so welcome.
And maybe we could get Steve Ashton to come on and talk about his agonies of defeat.
Steve Ashton.
His
agonies.
That works. Talk about your agonies, Ashton. Talk about your Cobras.
He'll be so good for that. There's so many agonies as a Liverpool fan, just not recent ones.
Oh, something tells me that's a dig, but I don't know enough about sports to even know.
Steve does. If he's watching, he'll get it.
We'll get enough. All right, well, kiddos, that is all we have for you today. I hope you had a good time. I know I did, and we're going to... Oh, good. That's the only reason we do this is actually... kind of keep us entertained.
Have funsies,
and you're along for the ride. So hope you will stay along with us for the ride next week as well. We are back at our normal schedule, willing, right? Aren't we? Or is the next
God
week?
God willing and the creek don't rise.
As long as it's not Easter, we're back. But if it's Easter Sunday, I'm going to be knee deep in Cadbury eggs. So I don't know. You do you.
You do you.
All right, we love you. Keep in touch. That's what we used to say in our yearbooks. I don't know what you did. So if you ever hear say KIT, that's what I'm saying. KIT and LMB. See you next time.
Bye.
That's what they say. Dirty feet, dirty woohoo. That's what they say. Dirty feet, dirty woohoo. That's what they say. Dirty feet, dirty woohoo. That's what they say. Dirty feet.